USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New incriminating information into Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's son. According to Saturday's New York Post report, Hunter Biden received nearly $500,000 to sit on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, but the money was never disclosed in his 2014 tax return. The Justice Department's investigation into Hunter, which has been ongoing since 2018, despite President-elect Joe Biden's claim there was no investigation. An armed gunman was fatally shot by the New York Police Department on Sunday after he began firing indiscriminate rounds during a Christmas concert outside a church in New York City. No one else was hurt. China is days away from becoming the third country to bring moon rocks back to Earth. China's state news agency announced Sunday that the country's lunar probe, Chang'e 5, had completed its second orbital maneuver and began to slingshot back to Earth. The craft is expected to land in China's Inner Mongolia region later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
The Cleveland Indians are making a change after 105 years. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An announcement on the change is expected this week. The woes continue for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sunday Night Football last night, the Buffalo Bills beat the Steelers 26-15. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Not everyone is happy, joy, joy over the COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Moncef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed, on Fox News Sunday said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA board on Thursday and is expected to also be approved for emergency use. This year's additions to the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress have been announced. The Dark Knight, Shrek, Grease, The Blues Brothers, Lilies of the Field. Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight, said, "This is not only a great honor for all of us who worked on The Dark Knight, this is also a tribute to all the amazing artists and writers who have worked on the great mythology of Batman over the decades." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.